Listener discretion is advised. Hello and welcome to Comedy, the podcast that helps you find new, emerging, and undiscovered independent comedy podcasts. I'm Greg, the host and curator of Comedy. Today's episode is from Not So Nefarious Criminals. Not So Nefarious Criminals is a Patreon-only podcast, so if you want more of this, you're going to have to subscribe to A Nefarious Nightmares Patreon. But I think it's worth it. Not So Nefarious Criminals discusses lighter-hearted and victimless crimes or stupid criminals. Think Florida Man, but also all of his cousins. If you like today's episode, make sure to check out the episode description for links to subscribe. All right, let's get this show started.
Begin.
And
we talk about it.
Crimes, man.
True crimes.
Crimes.
Petty crimes.
That take on the essence of Florida.
On Florida.
Not so nefarious criminals.
That was kind of a bit much right there, but
that's just messed up.
You messed up.
Let's see what we got cooking.
I get it.
Man, y'all be paying for this shit.
Yeah.
Hi, Sonia Amanda.
Hi, Courtney. Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that worked out really well, didn't it?
That did. How are you? Yeah.
Good. I'm here. You know, I had to work today, and for those that don't understand what we were talking about, like with the potatoes, so you know, Sonia is taking over for our trader. I mean, my best friend Amanda. And she was like,
Amanda 3.0.
She was like, we're not recording this video because I look like a potato, right? And I was like, I also look like a potato, so you are all gravy. And that kind of worked out because mashed potatoes are gravy.
Yep.
Hey, so how have you been doing?
I have been well. We just had the hurricane pass through here, so that was a fun experience. My first hurricane.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that was fun.
I haven't experienced that here in Texas. So
we just had, like, 45-mile-per-hour winds and a shit pot of rain.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. That was beautiful and sunny.
We experienced things like Greg Abbott. So today is National Pumpkin Spice Day. Did you notice that?
Oh, I'm not a pumpkin spice person, so no, I did not notice that.
I'm not either, but you know, because Amanda's not here, I should just kind of mention that. It's also National Black Dog Day. National Fire Pup Day. What the hell? My daughter
that's
would like.
Yes, I was going to say Marshall. That's a Marshall.
Paw Patrol. National. Okay, I'm going to leave my favorite one for the last, like I always do, because there's a good reason why. National Homemade Cookies Day. National Green City Day. And last but not least, National Hair Day.
Oh.
So
I didn't know that one either.
Yeah, and it kind of like brings me to like hair bands, you know, from like the 80s, 90s, right. You know what I mean? Hair bands. Oh, yeah. You know what? We have a guest or two.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
We're trying to be ever so good over here.
We're being ever so quiet.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I was still leaving my favorite for the last, which is National Hair Day and hair bands, because we're talking to like the most nostalgic people in the world, and one of my favorite podcasts, like for sure, the Doom Generation podcast. Welcome, Tessa and Nicole.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Hey. Yeah. So tell everybody, we've got 4 Patreon members. So tell them.
Big
we also have 7, but oh, 2 are people right. That like we like. One lives in my house, and one works on.
Hey,
our
this
podcast.
Isn't a pissing cunt. No kidding.
Yeah, you know. I'm like, so it's all like technically we have 5, but hey, 7 give us their money, whether we know them right? In real life or not.
There you go.
There you go.
Recurring charges. Yep.
So tell everybody a little bit about your podcast, because I could just go for hours and hours talking about you guys, but I'd just rather everybody hear.
I'm glad someone can, because I know that we can go hours and hours talking about our podcast.
Like, I don't know. We show up, we talk about some
movies. Very casual. It's very. All about old movies from usually between 70-something and 2001, I think is as far as we've gone.
I think so.
Anything that we grew up with, whether it was a good thing, it's a favorite movie, or it was just on all the time, and it was just one of those movies. And so the premise is supposed to be things that doomed us.
Right.
But we're actually kind of still working on a doom scale, like where we're actually going to start grading things on like how much
we're giving ourselves extra work.
We're giving ourselves extra work by trying to make a cute little thing where we rate something on the doom scale. But we're still trying to figure out what our categories are going to be for that.
Right. So,
oh my gosh,
more things, new development.
Make my wheels start spinning with that.
Yeah, mine too. I'm like sitting here thinking, like,
That's fucking cool.
So yeah, it's just super casual, just us hanging out. Usually another friend is here with us that's not on mic, that's our research assistant that they Google for us while we're, because we're terrible at.
Yeah, we take notes and stuff. But we take notes and then we don't use them.
So our notes, or at least my notes, are just watching the movie and really just typing what's happening. So anything funny that happens is not scripted. It's just what we say to each other because we don't watch together and we don't take notes together. So it's the improv of that conversation of us going through this movie now together in a room and just whatever asinine things
we say as usual
in that hour.
Chaotic, so.
And that's pretty much kind of risen a little bit in like the indie podcast, like popularity, whatever that thing.
Like we've found kind of a little niche being girls that do pop culture. There are a ton of pop culture podcasts, but there's not a lot that are just girls doing and that aren't doing all girl movies. You know what I mean? Like girl movies. Like I can't see my air quotes, but like romantic movies and teen comedy. Like we try to do
all
scary movies and action movies. And so it appeals our gender thing on the analytics is 50-50. So
that's
hey, that's a win.
Right.
And that's really hard to accomplish because like with true crime, we're about 99%.
Strange. We slip into it though. Like,
we have true crime moments for sure.
Right. Because it was bound to happen.
Anytime something comes up. Because Tess is really knowledgeable about the true crime. So when that comes up, she was like, oh, wait, hold on. This person in this movie was killed somebody. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we have to take a little moment out here and again for true crime moments.
Always time for true crime.
Well, I like the way that you had described your podcast because the way that y'all like format it and everything sounds very, very much so like what we're going to be doing today. So it's like kismet, you know what I mean?
It's very much like that.
Yeah.
So awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining. I've been really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
This is a shitty day and y'all are here. And it's all
It's nice to talk about something else for a change because every podcast I think we've been invited on, except for Full Circle, but that was the Fierce Bitch Happy Hour. That wasn't an official.
That was this. Also Hangs too. So
that was just
the
casual
majority
Hangs.
Have been talking about other movies.
Yeah, it's a other movie podcast that want to talk to us about movies. So this is nice to be on something just talking about something totally unrelated.
Right.
Yeah.
I kept freaking out all week. Like
people.
I need to watch a movie and I don't.
No. Yeah, we didn't have to watch a movie for this. It's great. I didn't need notes. I mean, I had my research, but it's not.
Right,
it's, I didn't have to write anything down.
I got my phone. It's going to be real loose.
Yep.
Well, this is definitely going to be. It gets wacky. I like this because you were talking about like how y'all don't have to do any research, and it's great because like I found one of these stories literally like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So all we do is just read the article and react.
I had one for like since you asked that one I sent you the meme of that I was like, oh, have you done this one? Because I need to do this one. So that one I've had for like a month or more, but the other one I just found like 20 minutes ago.
Well, I had trouble like finding some that weren't quite so dark.
Yeah, I tried to make
that was my show.
I was like, I'm looking for a little more funny, a little more lighthearted than you know. Some of them were a little.
I tried to do that thing where you go Florida man in your name, and it was like somebody with my name who was murdered.
That's a good
and I'm
idea.
Like, no, I want the criminal to be Nicole.
I
don't want to be a murder victim. Like, let me be a weird thief who stole something weird or something, like something interesting.
Oh, wow. I wonder if my name would even come up. I bet you it doesn't.
Yeah, I know. Your name's more unique.
What was it? That's like, a really good idea. Because
we, most of the time, like Amanda or any of our guests really will pick them out based off like what their birthday is.
I tried that
and I couldn't find mine.
Felony, inappropriate, school, whatever.
That wasn't gory.
Well, now I just found one 2 minutes ago.
There you go.
I win.
All right, so I think since there's four of us today, so we'll go in alphabetical order. And it's funny because my name starts with a C. So then there's C-N-S-T.
Mm-hmm. Ah, there we go.
So Courtney... Hi. Nicole, Sonia, Tessa. Does that make sense?
Yep. Perfect.
Awesome. So I will go first, and mine's pretty short, but I found this on Facebook, and you know, we briefly alluded to the hurricane earlier, and you know, I hope everybody in Florida is doing okay. Obviously, a lot of people needed things with this, such as like housing and rides. So this guy bit of a Craigslist ad.
Oh gosh, that always is a winner.
Oh, I know.
When it starts with Craigslist,
right?
And he, I mean, I don't want to diss him, but he looks like the type that would put out this Craigslist ad.
Oh, that mustache. Ooh,
yes.
Got the handlebars.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
I feel like I can hear that image.
Do you hang on when you're riding this thing?
Oh, yes. We're hanging on, baby.
Where's my Bush Light?
Yeah.
Bush Light.
Leaves a space for his can.
Natty
Bush Light or his Natty Ice can, right? In the middle.
That's where
it's really sad. It's on Saturdays.
My husband drinks Natty Ice. Also, real quick segue onto that for just a second. So I know you guys, y'all have to be familiar with Gallagher, the guy
that mashes
the watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Absolutely. Fortunately, but unfortunately, my husband kind of looks like Gallagher.
Oh my God. Right
down the Sonny, you've seen him.
Just like distant cousins.
Okay. All right. All right. Not like his twin that like took over his... persona.
Yeah, he doesn't have the hair. Does he have the hairstyle? That's really all that matters.
Right?
He doesn't have bald part.
Okay.
So it's like it's kind frizzy, of a kind of, but wild. Not, it doesn't have the bald spot in the middle.
Does he smash watermelon?
I'll send a picture of him. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, does he smash fruit, though?
Right. The real question here.
Well, he gets a little perverted, so I'll be like, no, you look like Gallagher. And he's like, he'll say something along the line. He also tells a lot of dad jokes. So he'll say something along the lines of, I've got some fruit I could smash. And he'll look right at me. I'm like, no.
No, that's not it.
Gallagher's not doing it for me, Doug. Sorry.
Fetch me my trash bag, Kate.
Anything else.
Literally anything but Gallagher.
Yes.
Please.
No, my husband's very handsome. He's
the handsome.
The handsome
guy.
He's Gallagher's handsome twin.
There you go.
Have a twin? He does, and he stole a bunch of money.
He stole his act or something.
He stole his act. He stole his identity or something, and like took money from him.
Yep, I remember
Gallagher's twin.
Maybe that's why he got so bitter and racist all of a sudden in his old age.
I think so, and I think one of them's dead. Isn't one of them dead? I don't know.
Not Gallagher.
Wait, Gallagher got bitter and racist?
No, yeah. He's not cool anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta find somebody else that my husband looks like.
Yeah.
Wow. Find another comparison.
Right. Gallagher's definitely not doing it for you anymore.
Know that.
Because nobody really hears anything about him. So it's like, that's it wasn't true. Something that was way publicized, because who the fuck's Gallagher anymore?
Right, like who gives
but
a shit?
If it's on your radar, yes, there were some stories maybe 10 years ago.
Well,
that I think he had went on a racist tirade
about how I'm really not that surprised.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, he seemed family friendly, or whatever.
Well, it was the
so did a lot of Gen Xers. So.
Yeah. Right, it was the 80s. It was a different time.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
So I normally will start off by reading the title of the article, but since this isn't really technically an article, it's a screenshot of a Facebook post or Craigslist post. So the title of this Craigslist post is, "Do you need a place to ride out storm?" Jacksonville. So he goes on to say, and he misspells ladies, which pisses me off, because if you're going to say ladies in plural, it's L-A-D-I-E-S, not Y-S. Yes.
Ladies.
Also, the punctuation is horrible. So I'm just going to read it exactly how it sounds. So, hello, ladies. Single man here looking for any single woman needing a place to stay in Jacksonville to ride out the hurricane.
Yeah.
I live alone, but hate to sleep alone. It's more fun to cuddle, hold someone. I don't drink, smoke, or do drugs, but 420 friendly. I have a clean home with one to spare.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm 5'8",
160, blue eyes, and lonely. I've always wanted to be with two women at once, so we can work something out, LOL.
Two chicks at the same time.
Yeah,
oh my god, right? he really wants to ride out this hurricane.
What's his name from Office
from
Space?
From Office Space. He had that same mustache, the two girls.
Right? Know what I do?
Maybe it is him.
Right? It's a place to ride out the hurricane.
Yep.
The hurricane.
Mm-hmm. That's what he calls it.
I've always wanted to be with two women at once, so we can work something out, LOL. You must respond with picture and tell me what you want to do or looking for. If you're looking for something long-term with a good man, 50, don't look it. Yeah, you do. Or act it, LOL. No picture, no reply. I like younger women. Age is just a number. If you send a phone number.
Oh,
he says phone number. With your picture, I'll call you, not text, call. If I can't talk to you, I'm not interested. Plain and simple, I'm too old for games.
Well,
okie dokie.
That veered very sharply into some.
I love it how they're like begging,
territory.
But also being demanding. Fucking
right?
Choosing beggar.
Choosing
like,
beggar. Yeah.
Like, so you get what right. you get, bro.
I want a hot 17-year-old.
That doesn't drink,
doesn't smoke, that's gotta have like all the weed.
Right.
And then I need you to come down here and write out this hurricane on my stash.
Yes.
Must send photos. I'm gonna call you. I don't wanna text.
It's because he knows
I'm
he can't spell.
Looking at the wallpaper. Right.
I wonder if he calls his mustache his hurricane.
Yeah, that's what
you're
saying.
That's what
that's his name. The hurricane.
That's probably what his move is called.
The hurricane.
Ooh. The hurricane.
Ooh. He gets down to the crotch. Shakes his head back and forth really fast.
He's like, gale force winds, baby.
Oh my goodness.
Here comes Category John or whatever. I don't know. Whatever his name is.
Yeah, I've really got to find out his name.
I know it doesn't say a name.
No, hold on. Give me a second. I'm going to see if I can find it. But
funny.
All I know is, okay, actually, hold on. It says, no, it's somebody that reposted it. It was somebody named Jeff. But he said, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. Fred Rogers.
He put a
Hurricane Jeff.
Mr. Rogers quote in his,
or maybe the person that reposted it.
Probably.
So that some would make of it even the worse. Comments, one of them said that's one way to find shelter. Seems legit.
Yeah.
Ick. You know. This is just sad. He thinks he doesn't look 50. Yeah. Looks over 50. And who the hell would be interested in a 50-year-old man who doesn't act 50? Does he act 15, 30, or 80? But hey, there may be someone out there for him. To each their own.
There's someone for everybody.
There
here
is.
We go. Well, he used no punctuation on top of the other creepiness. I'm out. And 50, don't look it. Eye roll. And my face twisted more and more with each line. And you know what, Michelle? Mine did too.
I want to know how many replies he had. That's what I want to know.
You know, did anybody seriously reply? I wonder.
I know. Like, did anybody, like, was anybody that desperate to ride out Hurricane Jeff? Yes. Ride on Hurricane Jeff.
Yes. Hurricane Jeff.
Hurricane Jeff.
Yes.
Ladies.
Because this is, like I said, it's Craigslist. It says Florida Keys, and then it says men seeking women. And yeah. I'll look it up. Maybe not. It'll probably, we'll see. We'll see if there's any responses to that.
Well, mine is actually mostly centered on the name. Interestingly, the article that I have, the reason it's funny is the person's name.
Oh, well,
okay.
Florida woman named Tupac Shakur arrested after allegedly attacking man with baseball bat. I saw a meme of this and I had to go look up the article to see if it was real. And indeed,
that's her government name.
A 34-year-old Miami woman named Tupac Shakur has been arrested after being caught on surveillance footage assaulting a man with a baseball bat. So yeah, that is her name.
She did it like this. She did it like that.
And so, yeah, apparently this isn't the first time she's done this. She's had a few felony charges for assault.
Well,
and then it closes with, while she's almost certainly not the slain rapper who died following a shooting in really?
She's almost certainly.
Almost certainly.
I'm not entirely sure.
But they said, but Wednesday marked the 26th anniversary of Tupac's shooting on September 7th. So this was from earlier in September. It's unclear what prompted her attack, and it's unclear why she appears to be named after a legendary West Coast rapper.
No, she never explained that.
If she was given that name.
Well, how old was she? Is she
34?
34, so
too old, I think, to be named after Tupac, right?
Born in 88.
It was a long time ago.
Do you know who Tupac was?
No, I'm just saying, like, if she was born, like, when he
it's a family
died,
name.
But it's related. A family name. I thought if she was younger, if she was born, because that was a long time ago.
I don't know. It's spelled the same in everything.
Did you see that statue of Tupac where it was like, who is this man? I'm sorry to this man. I don't know this man. I don't know who it is, but the statue is not Tupac Shakur.
I have not seen it. Where is that?
I forget, but they didn't even put him in the leather corset thing that you would know him from.
Oh, Tupac means royal. Tupac means royal.
Well, obviously.
In Incan origins.
Oh. Interesting.
So there you go. Does have a
maybe she royal? Maybe that is her name. Maybe that was her name.
But yeah, I just
need to follow up on that one.
Right,
as well.
I'm gonna need to follow up on
such a Google.
I need to know why her. Yeah,
yeah. Follow that was only story. Earlier in September of this year, so I'm probably still ongoing. She probably still got to go to trial.
Right, she still has court dates. Tupac Shakur.
Where's the dockets?
Right, I want to read the minutes from. Whatever you call that shit, the court transcripts. That's what I want to read. Show me
that the reminds me. Someone just gave me the nickname court date.
Nice.
I don't know if I like that.
Your name is court date.
It works because your name, but like, is it fitting?
Right.
Well, they're like, it's because you run a true crime podcast, and I'm like, doesn't mean I got a court date.
Right?
We just speak to, like, cutie or something weird.
We're
like,
not pro-criminal.
Right? I know.
Yeah. Pretty much we're pretty anti-criminal here.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's some crimes I'm like, whatever.
Well, we're not talking about murder. Sure.
Well, no, not murder. I'm not, like,
I think
like,
you guys pretty much, or not, it's not exclusively murder, but that's what a lot of your guys' stuff you cover is, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not here to say murder.
That's what you
cool.
guys do, right? That's
right?
Your hobby? Murder.
Murders.
Yeah. Okay.
Murders and executions.
The heavy shit.
Right.
That's what we do all the time. We do the heavy shit.
Right. The white drugs of life murders.
Yes.
The white drugs of crime.
Yeah. There was one article that we were reading off that reminds me where somebody had actually like hidden syringes in their ass.
Oh no, with like the caps on, I hope.
I mean, but still, even with the caps on, that's
playing
pokey.
A dangerous game.
What episode that was.
Well, did they put it in a tube like freeway?
Like put it in a condom or something and stick it up
there?
That
was in, no, not like a,
it was in hair rollers, wasn't it?
Oh, well then there you go.
But still.
No,
but
still.
They just found a bunch of syringes. He offered himself. Okay, he was talking about how he had syringes.
2 weeks
in his
ago
ass.
Or 3 weeks ago? It was very recent.
This was the one that we did with Murderish.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. But wow. We were talking about how maybe like if he'd put it in like a condom or something, or I don't know.
Maybe. That seems like you're playing a dangerous game. Yeah. Loose syringes. Multis.
Oh, yeah. Not worth it.
Nope, not worth it. Not worth it. Whatever it is, whatever you're doing, nothing's worth it. Nope.
So yeah, the white drugs of crime.
Right, the white drugs of crime is murders. And ass syringes.
Sonia Amanda.
Oh, yes. Gravy. Okay. I have drunk Florida man arrested at Olive Garden after eating handfuls of pasta.
What? Oh,
and this happened on April 14th, 2019, or was posted on.
What time?
4:10 p.m. Eastern.
Did they offer, like, what the weather was like? No, I'm kidding.
Okay,
So Tampa, Florida, police called to an Olive Garden in Naples say they arrived to find a shirtless man shoveling spaghetti into his mouth with his bare hands.
That sounds like a party.
I mean, if he paid
for the pasta and it was his pasta, then so what? Right. Use his hands. Right. Let him eat however he wants to.
Spaghetti. Well, I mean, like, just be like throwing it around. Like, is he eating like Cookie Monster? Well, I know
they said he was shirtless though. So the
shirt, no service, no spaghetti.
Here's the picture.
Oh, interesting. Was he at the insurrection as well?
Right. Was he also there on January 6th?
Second cousin it.
Twice removed.
Okay. So he was found on April 7th. So it was posted on the 14th. He did it on April 7th, and he was found intoxicated and resisting arrest. According to an arrest report, police responded to a disturbance call at the restaurant and saw Pega eating pasta belligerently as he was muttering obscenities and he was not wearing a shirt.
Oh my God.
A restaurant worker said,
"Pasta on it."
Right? That's just good laundry care, you know?
Right?
That's just smart. And a restaurant worker said Paget had been asking patrons for money outside and shouting obscenities. The officer gave Paget some paper towels to clean up the mess before he was placed under arrest. He was in the patrol car and he began hitting his head up against the metal cage of the car's partition and cut his head. He was booked into jail and later released on a $2,000 bond.
Okay.
Wow.
I have two takeaways on this. First of all, how do you belligerently eat pasta?
I feel like there's no other way.
Muttering while he's eating the pasta.
Like, it can be difficult. But, like, those noodles can be unwieldy sometimes. Like, sometimes it's the only way is to, like, attack it.
I just pictured him in, like, caveman style.
And,
like, boxers. Just, give me the pasta.
Right? Like, great.
That's what I pictured.
When, like,
pasta.
Why did they serve a drunk shirtless man that came in the restaurant? Like, why didn't you just tell him, no, like, sir, you gotta have a shirt.
Or you just gotta go. You were outside yelling.
It's sort of. No shirt, no service.
Yeah.
A $2,000 bond. Like, I love Olive Garden.
It ain't worth that.
No, I mean, Olive Garden pasta worth a $2,000 bond.
Well, did he get belligerent because he was not served them breadsticks? Because that pissed me off.
I know, yes.
They forgot the
good point. Pissed me off. Mm-hmm. I got nothing to dip this in.
I would have been belligerent as well.
Right, I'd be eating belligerently.
Or maybe there was no silverware brought to him, and he went, you know what? And he took his shirt off right there in the booth.
He was like, that's it.
Fuck it.
I've asked multiple times.
I asked three waiters for silverware.
Not one fork. So now, you're lucky I'm not eating it with my feet.
I paid $25 for this fucking Olive Garden
pasta.
Right,
I'm going to eat it. I'm eating it. Bring me my salad.
He was being pretty inventive, was it?
Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe we're just looking at this the wrong way. Maybe
if he didn't hurt anybody, I don't think that's a crime, especially if they made him clean it up with paper towels.
Right. You've got to clean this up, sir. Sir, you're going to have to clean this up. Here's some paper towels.
Who did he hurt? Did he throw spaghetti at somebody? Did they have a cleaning bill?
Was somebody assaulted with marinara?
That's something where you just escort him back to wherever he came from. And
which
go,
was right outside
right?
the...
No, nope, don't go back in the cell.
I'm not... It looks like he attacked himself with that marinara if I saw the picture right.
Well, that's from him banging his head on the partition in the cop car.
That's right. We forgot that part.
That's not spaghetti.
Over the breadsticks. No. He cut his head on the metal cage. And
he was beating his head.
That's because he realized he was about to go to jail over some freaking spaghetti.
Right. He was like, when you're here, you're family.
Mm-mm. He called the cops on his ass. If that was your crazy uncle, you wouldn't have called the cops.
You wouldn't have called the cops. You would have called the Uber.
And you're not invited back for Thanksgiving.
Right. You can't call
Cousin Jeff. Get the hell out of here.
Cousin Jeff. Everybody's Jeff. Well, there's Hurricane Jeff, Spaghetti Jeff. I'm gonna laugh if this dude's name is Jeff. I don't think it is.
Is your article guy Jeff?
No, it's Patrick.
Okay, Patrick. It's always a Patrick.
I know.
It's always a Patrick.
Or Jeff.
Yeah.
Or this Jeff. Kid's Patrick.
Or Chad.
Well, Chad. Yeah. It's usually an insane person. But This one, I just looked up my birthday, which was October 30th. So I can, usually it has something to do with a costume. So this one does.
That's my husband's birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah, we just talked about him twice. He's Gallagher on October 30th.
Okay. Oh, look at that. Look at that. That's cool. So yeah, so that's also my birthday. But Florida man arrested for allegedly assaulting girlfriend while dressed as a dinosaur.
Nice.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. A 19-year-old Florida man was arrested for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend on Saturday night. So she wanted to stay in. He wanted to go to a Halloween party with his buddies. And they got into an argument. And he had one of those inflatable...
like the T-Rex.
T-Rex costumes, and was beating her up. And the cops were called. They had to break it up. He was hurling cell phones and breaking parts of the couch.
Can you imagine this T-Rex? Was he like in full T-Rex? Like, was he?
Yes.
He was attacking her like a T-Rex, right, though. That like, that's why he was like breaking the couch. And
that's why he was so angry, because he couldn't get his arms.
I can't reach her throat. So I'm gonna throw this throat. I can't choke you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I picture. He's literally biting the couch. He's like,
yeah,
doing a T-Rex impersonation when the cops pulled up. Like, what do you even do?
I know.
You walk up and you're trying to take it seriously. This is an assault.
You're
this
like, sir, Patrick.
But this man is dressed as a T-Rex, like in his full T-Rex, like, he's like doing the noises and tearing up his couch.
Oh, no, he took off in the car. So he took off in the car. No, and he had taken off the inflatable dinosaur costume once they arrested him.
I wanted him to get arrested with T-Rex.
He's no fun.
I know.
I want to see him handcuff T-Rex arms.
He's a party.
It'd be hilarious. They put, like, do they just hit him? They're just holding him by the little
arm. His mugshot.
Yeah. Oh my god, make him take his mugshot in the T-Rex.
That would be hilarious. Yes. Yeah, no, he like folded it up nicely on his passenger seat.
This is because he's 19.
Yeah, it's because he was 19. He like took out $20 from the bank. Oh,
$20? Oh, wow. He's on a lamb.
He's like, here you go.
Get himself a pack of bubblegum.
Right?
Get out of here.
He was going to pick up some Taco Bell.
Yes.
Destroy his guts for my birthday. But yeah, 19-year-old Patrick got arrested for assaulting, allegedly.
Is there a picture of Patrick? I need to see Patrick.
No, I can't. Let's see. Let me see if I can find Patrick.
Oh,
is this him? Oh, Patrick. Patrick looks sad. Look at Patrick.
Patrick ruined Halloween, and look at his face. He knows it. He knows he ruined Halloween.
That's not what I was expecting.
No. Yeah.
No.
That's Patrick. That's kind of what I was expecting.
He looks so homely. He looks
sad. He looks like he knows he fucked up.
That he does.
He's like, my dad's going to be so mad at me. His dad totally owns a dealership.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Hey, my dad.
Totally.
Getting grounded from chess club.
Right? He is not going to be able to join the tennis team.
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse. What
Poor
is he
Patrick.
Like?
At?
Oh, Patrick.
He's lacrosse in college.
Yeah, he's probably a college lacrosse, but they don't want to ruin his future.
Brother.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That, well, he grabbed her neck because he's got so much of it. A chin. It's like all little chin. Tiny little chin.
Tiny
little quivering chin in his mugshot.
Oh, Patrick.
He's just a little baby.
He's just a little guy.
Patrick, at least they start them young, though, right?
Right. So, young Florida man.
Young Florida man.
They're probably the youngest one yet, actually.
19.
So, this one was posted on FoeTwanky 2015. So, Florida man accused of urinating in middle of street directing traffic. Terrence Rouse arrested in Fern Park. This was published April 20th of 2015 at 12:56 p.m. So, a 35-year-old Winter Park man was arrested on allegations of urinating in the middle of a roadway while directing traffic.
Was Terrence he directing Rouse. The traffic with the urine?
Yeah. See, now that would be something else. Like the dancing waters
right?
in Las
Was he
Vegas?
Directing the traffic with the stream of urine? Was he like
that
pointing
would be
in the direction with the pee stream?
Well, then
I'm just
that
glad
would be
that he
offense.
Didn't direct traffic while urinating during a hurricane.
Well, it would probably just go right back up in his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you got to appreciate his dedication to his job. He just...
I don't think
right
that was his job, right?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he was. I don't think he was supposed to be directing traffic.
I think
was he
took that on himself?
He
to
wasn't.
Do.
You know what? He wasn't directing traffic. He was marking his territory.
Well, see, there you go. They just misunderstood. They just misunderstood.
He was just flailing his arms wildly while pissing right. into the wind, and they were like, "He's directing traffic.
He's directing traffic." He had gloves on, so they assumed.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's wearing gloves.
And
white
a vest.
Gloves.
And the vest.
He had a whistle. Yep. They're like, "Yeah, whistle."
And Terrence and Patrick and
Tupac.
And Tupac.
And Tupac.
So Terrence was arrested around 1 p.m. Friday in Fern Park on charges of indecent exposure of sexual organs and possession of use of drug equipment. Huh? According.
All right.
Okay, so sexual organs and possession or use of drug equipment. So where, what drug equipment?
No drugs, just the equipment.
Just the equipment with
so
which
not
to
like
use
possession
drugs?
Of drugs or being under the influence. Just possession of drug equipment.
You have drug equipment on you, sir.
Right?
I suppose anything could be drug equipment. An apple could be drug
Foil
equipment.
Could be drug equipment. Straws.
I can make. I've made bongs out of less.
An orange. An apple.
I'm just saying, like anything could be drug equipment. A key could be drug equipment.
Yep. It was 420. By the way.
Oh, okay. All right. So yeah. It was an apple. They had an avocado and a snorkel.
Sounds like a good time.
So according to the Seminole County Sheriff's Office, a deputy on routine patrol near Lake of the Woods Boulevard and U.S. Highway 17-92. What? Even their fucking
Lake
highway
of
is
the
weird.
Woods.
Spotted two vehicles stopped at the intersection with a man later identified as Rouse waving at vehicles to go around him. The deputy said that he thought there had been an accident. Well, of course, he just pissed everywhere. But he saw Rouse urinating in the middle of two turn lanes while using his other hand to wave drivers past him.
Just
let me go. He's in there peeing. He's just like, just go.
Just go.
So the deputy conducted a traffic stop. He reported that Rouse said, quote, "I drank a lot of water and couldn't wait for the light before apologizing." I mean, we've all been there.
Who hasn't?
Right. Rouse was the passenger of the vehicle, and when the driver was interviewed by authorities, he said a backpack inside the car belonged to Rouse, according to officials. Deputies said a bottle with marijuana residue. So I was right. Additional scale and baggies were found in his backpack. He was arrested and later taken to jail. And copyright 2015 by clickorlando.com. All rights reserved. This material may not be public, broadcast, rewritten, or redistributed. Well, guess what?
Uh-oh, the feds are coming. The feds are on their way.
I hear them now.
In through the window.
Yeah, I'm just reporting a story, guys.
Just something.
I don't know what led up to those events, unless it really was just that he had to pee that bad. But still, in the middle of two lanes of traffic, like you couldn't.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Not even the side. You wouldn't go on the other side of your car, like where you don't have to wave moving traffic around you.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I mean, I know he was like high, but damn.
Well, you know,
why couldn't he go in a bottle? Like.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
Like, he had baggies in there.
He had baggies and they would just go in the bottle.
Yeah.
He was using the bottle as a bong.
Yeah, but
just
pee and throw it away.
Just
pee and throw it away. Just get some papers.
Sacrifices should have been made.
I know. Yeah. Well, whatever. I guess he just didn't want to. I don't know what he could have done.
I don't
know what he could have done. Poor Patrick. Or no, wait. What was
Terrence?
Terrence. Terrence Peepee.
This is the one I got with my. I got one with my name, and I don't know that this is really. It's sort of a crime, yeah. Or I guess it's more like someone tried to commit a crime and then it didn't happen.
An attempted crime.
The title is "Florida Woman Finds Real Love with Man Whose Photo Was Used in Catfish Plot."
Basically,
so this is from March 23rd, 2022. Uh-huh. So recent. So this woman, Nicole. She had gotten catfished by someone using some handsome guy's pictures. He wasn't really that guy. And he started trying to, like, blackmail her and saying he was going to, like, Photoshop naked photos of her from photos she had online, and that he wanted $6,000 and all this stuff. And so she told him no,
right,
and blocked him. So the crime didn't actually happen. But then she coincidentally finds the guy whose photo was used in this catfishing. This is them.
Oh,
it's getting wild here.
But so she finds this guy online and reaches out to him and realizes it's the real guy whose photo it is. And he's like, oh, yeah, people use my photo for catfishing scams all the time. And now they're in love and have been dating exclusively for the past several months.
That's a nice story. Isn't that rare?
That's a nice story. But how random that you find the dude whose fake picture was used to catfish you. And then you guys like each other.
But you can never be sure.
And she didn't get bilked out of her $6,000. That's she told this dude, go fuck yourself. Like, go ahead, Photoshop a naked photo of me. And what?
I'll release it
and
first.
And do what? I'll just tell people, no, look, here's that's the original photo that's from. And I clearly have clothes on. So fuck
that's
you.
Not my teeth.
Yeah.
That's so I just thought that was an incredible story of like
that
karma.
Is a cute story,
right? No. Right.
That was a nice story.
So criminal element, but not
right.
It wasn't really about that. It was about the nice story after what almost happened.
That was like a winning story.
Take that Florida man catfish.
That's right. Worked out. That's the best.
Found the real dude.
Love that's it. The best revenge.
Sure, the fuck is. San.
Okay, I have Florida man runs from police directly into an alligator's mouth.
Oh,
what?
What? An alligator.
I mean, they're everywhere. It's like dogs.
Benny Hill music going in the background.
Boom, boom, boom. This was May 10th, 2013. When Brian, what's a fun last name? Zuniga?
Zuniga? Zuniga.
Like Daphne Zuniga.
Yeah.
Zuniga. When Brian Zuniga fled a traffic stop in Tampa yesterday, he had the right idea. Sprint away from cops, jump a fence, and hide behind a water treatment plant.
There you go.
But Zuniga wasn't counting on a justice-loving reptile. He's back in custody. He's back in custody this morning with nasty scars on his face after escaping the cops, only to get mauled by an alligator.
Wow.
The incident started just before 3 a.m. yesterday when a deputy noticed Zuniga swerving in his lane near Pinellas Park. When he tried to pull the 20-year-old driver over, though, Zuniga stopped his car, got out, and sprinted away. He hit a vinyl fence, and he kicked his way through and just kept on running. Gotta scroll through ads. One second. That was the last police saw Zuniga for about 2 hours at least. That's when 911 got a call from a man who'd just been mauled by an alligator, and he told operators he had been watching fish when he fell into when he fell into the water behind a treatment plant and a gator chomped on his face and arm.
Oh, all right.
Police quickly realized the victim was actually Zuniga and that he had been in fact attacked by a gator while hiding from the deputies.
So we believe it was a justice-loving gator.
A justice-loving gator.
Like, wow! His pet turned on him, right?
That's what happened. That was his pet. Yeah.
That gator was a narc.
Oh my god!
A bitches.
I love that they said a justice-loving reptile.
Justice-loving reptile.
That alligator worked for the fucking cops, you guys.
I know that alligator. Yeah, it's all fun and games now.
Special. Cage unit. What do you call it? It's not a canine. What would you call your alligator unit?
Alligator
special.
It's the gator
reptile unit.
Is it a G9?
G9.
Gator.
Gator 9 unit.
Gator 9.
Calling Gator 9. It's calling Gator 9.
But like Gator.
Oh,
with
gate
an eight,
G8.
With an eight.
Your
yeah.
G8 unit. It's gate. Like, gate. Gator, right?
It's a
G8
unit.
That's right.
Gator.
He had a little harness with like a sheriff's badge on the side.
That's so stupid.
I had a gun.
Can you imagine like going up to like you have like an alligator as your partner?
Yeah.
You're like, good point. You're like scratching its chin. Right. It's just like, you're fucking dead now because I'm going to eat you.
Right. Somebody needs to make that movie.
The bastards gallop
like Turner and Hooch. But...
Right, that's what I'm saying with like the, like the gators.
Yeah.
He's like, I guarantee you.
A Louisiana gator. This is a Florida gator.
Oh, right. My bad. Sorry. I was just thinking of, you know, the bayou.
Right.
Sometimes I'm just thinking of the bayou. I don't know.
You just can't help yourself.
I can't help myself
like today.
On a balmy day
of
like
the bayou.
I got mosquito bits.
Yep.
I got mosquito bits and I thought of the bayou and gators.
Yep. That'll happen.
G8 unit.
G8 unit.
We're ACAP except for the G8
right,
unit.
Right, that's the only cop I accept is the G8 unit just because that's hilarious.
My face hurts. I'm sitting here dying. I can feel it right there.
I know. The only cop I accept. If I ever get arrested, well, I'd never be in Florida, but if I ever got arrested, it would have to be from a gator unit or nothing.
Right, that's it. You gator better send unit the gators for me.
You better send the gators for me or nothing.
The only way I'm going in.
That's it.
I need the gators in Miami.
That sounds like a good shirt that y'all should make is gator unit or nothing.
Yes. That's the only
way. We have so many bizarre quotes that like three people will send a message and go, you should make a shirt of that. And I'm like, first of all, one of you three will maybe buy it. They ask for the shirt. And then what? You're going to have a shirt on our website that everyone's like,
what does this even mean?
What does this mean? It's like totally out of context, like chickle chickle or whatever. And they're like, oh, I want a shirt. This is chickle chickle. I'm like, nobody knows.
You're like, nobody knows.
I don't know.
Do an assorted sticker pack.
There you go.
Maybe we can do
that's
that.
That's the move.
So you're our finale, Tessa. What you
got? Oh, shit. The finale. Well, I hope that this is finale worthy. I know. Well, this, I also looked up like, I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, you scared me.
Your face was so confused.
I was like, oh my God, the feds really are here.
It's the cops.
Oh shit, it's copter. Gator unit.
It's the gators on the house.
Just baby hands.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. So, drunk Florida man tries to use taco as ID after his car catches fire at Taco Bell.
This seems legit.
That's a good one.
Matthew Faulkner found out the hard way after he passed out drunk in the drive-thru of a Jensen Beach Taco Bell and his car caught fire. Like, I don't know how, but it did.
So now just caught fire.
Yes, it just caught fire. And when the cops showed up, because they were like,
oh, your car's on fire.
And he was passed out in it. He tried to hand over a taco as his identification when the cops woke him up.
And so he was just drunk?
I guess he was just drunk.
I mean, not just. You shouldn't be drunk and driving in the Taco Bell, but I mean, yeah. He wasn't on anything besides alcohol.
It just says that he was drunk. He had gotten his tacos and I guess failed to pull away.
Just was sitting at the end blocking up the freaking Taco Bell drive-thru and then on fire.
Clarified that they were asking for an ID, not a taco, and he laughed and then began to eat the taco.
So I have two things. I've just got one thing because I can't remember the second thing. This is like it's surprisingly normal in Florida that Taco Bell, obviously everybody loves Taco Bell in Florida. It's so weird. But this is like the third story I've heard about there was one where somebody was going through a bank thinking it was a Taco Bell.
Yes.
Like driving through, and then there was another one I don't remember, but then now this is like somebody actually used a taco as an ID. That's
pretty great.
He apparently, what happened, how his truck caught on fire was that he fell asleep while his foot was on the accelerator and the truck was in park.
He was drunk,
was just like, was indeed drunk as hell. His blood alcohol content was between 0.227 and 0.225. So he was hauled off to jail on DUI charges. No word on the fate of the taco, though.
Oh, he ate it. It said that he
I know.
Ate it
straight up word said on he the ate fate of the taco. Taco.
You said
the taco
he ate it.
Was eaten.
As the it should taco. Be. Before you go to jail, you got to get that Taco Bell in your
but
billet.
Then you're going to have to like have them taco shits on the
public toilet in jail.
And your truck caught fire. Boom.
That's crazy.
That was the second bad day.
Yeah,
I've noticed it a lot. Maybe it's a south and southwestern thing, but cars randomly do catch fire.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, I remember it was in 2020. Yeah, 2020, actually. It was between, like, June and October, anytime I would come back home on our highway, there was always like a wreck. And then about 5 minutes later, you see like a car just on fire. It's weird.
Wow.
I don't know about that. I have to tell my husband all the time, though, not to leave the hand sanitizer in the cars because they're out in the heat. It's been so hot. Well, it'll swell up, but they'll catch fire. They're like combustible if they get really hot. And if it's 110 outside and 118 in the car.
She's like, fuck, I got 15.
Be careful.
A lot of hand
I think if they're in like a darker place, it's not like they'll just.
I just keep it in my purse.
So it goes inside with me.
Because, yeah, it's been hot here. Today was okay, but it's still summer in California.
Nicer today, but it was in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 80s here, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was foggy in the mornings when I got up.
It was nice like this the last morning. Couple and it's days. Nice actually right now, but the middle of the day was super hot.
Yeah, yeah. During hot times, the best hot times, it was hot.
Yep.
So. Yeah, we're right there with you, like Texas. So
yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
same.
It's probably right around the. Well, I don't know. Texas is a big state. It's like California is a big state. Like we're at the bottom of California.
Yeah, y'all in Southern California. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're right in between the mountains and the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And the sea.
We still don't have alligators, or maybe
no, we don't. But we are
not anywhere around where we live. But yeah, lots of not as many as I remember there being as a kid. As a kid, it seemed like there was more earthquakes. But maybe I just don't even notice them anymore.
Maybe that's it too, because it's just like a thing.
Because my husband, who's from Ohio, he'll be like, "Oh, did you feel the earthquake?" And I'm like, "Nope."
No.
It's got to be like a 6.0 for it to register on my scale. Well,
because I got all that shit in all those cabinets. I'm always
she's got the like china cabinets. I don't have like.
I mean, there's no stuff. China in it. Like, there's nothing. It's good like in skulls. There. Like skulls and eyeballs.
It's not.
And like,
it's not China.
No,
it's other precious things.
Others are my precious.
Precious.
My treasures.
I'm here trying to drink this ice I spilled on the table.
Y'all are amazing, and thank you so much for joining us for Not So Nefarious Criminals.
Thank you so much for having us. We had lots of fun.
Yeah, this is fun to do.
Yeah, we did too.
Yes.
Can you tell our 4 people where they can find you?
Technically 3, because I'm here.
Right.
Well, yeah, I'll be telling you too. See, like you're getting the inside scoop.
Yeah. Ooh, so, exclusive.
Where to listen to us is basically everywhere. We're on like every podcast listening platform. And as far as social media, Instagram, Doom Generation Pod, that's where we do our bad photo edits.
Fantastically bad photo edits.
And Twitter, Doom Gen Pod. Mm-hmm. And those are really the only social media that we use a ton. We have everything. We have TikTok and even a fucking Tumblr because we didn't know when we started. What do you need? Reserve the name on every fucking social media.
Put it on everything. Like, we'll figure it out later. Get it.
So we don't use them that much, but we've been trying to do some TikTok stuff, but that's always
but
a harder.
We don't understand it because it's
old.
We don't understand.
I don't get it. I get my teenagers like, come on.
Right.
Hook me up a TikTok. I had my 17-year-old make us their teenage dirtbag one. I was like, come on, show me. I don't know how to do put a photo in a photo.
I have an actual picture here.
I know, like here. I hand you physical photos that you make me a TikTok.
It came from a disposable camera. You had to take like 4 or 5 pictures of the same thing because you just weren't sure.
You just don't know
if it was going to turn out.
I feel you.
We had a blast, and that's where you can find us.
So yeah, we out ya.
All right. Well, you guys, man, this has been a great episode. Thank you so much. Like, seriously, I think I might have just gotten cheek exercise. All right.
Well, we will talk
Sonia,
to
where
soon,
can we find
I'm
you?
Sure.
Yes.
Anywhere you listen to pods, Nefarious Nightmare. Behind the Scenes Street Team.
Yes.
All right. Well, you want to sign us off, Sonia?
Cheers.
So we used to say don't be a dick and wear deodorant.
Oh yes.
Unopened Waterloo.
Yes. Don't be a dick and wear deodorant.
Yeah, don't be a dick and wear deodorant.
Listen, I got a funny quick story. I wore that shirt the other day and my nephew is here. He's 6. And he goes, Aunt Sonia, why does your shirt say don't be a disc? I was like, I don't know. I don't know.
Thanks again for listening to Comedy by Indie Drop-In Network. If you would like to nominate a comedy podcast to be featured, just send me a tweet at IndieDropIn. I'd also love to hear if one of our featured podcasts is now your favorite show. Indie Drop-In survives off ad revenue and listener donations. If you would like to contribute, please consider buying me a coffee. Just go to buymeacoffee.com/IndieDropIn. If you look at the very bottom of the episode description, you will see a link. Indie Drop-In has many other shows that you also might like. Just go to IndieDropIn.com. All right, we'll see you next week.